So on the auspicious occasion of Nityananda Trayodashi, which in most ways in our life is hope day for all of us. When I say hope day, Lord Nityananda gives us the hope that despite all our frailties and anarthas that we have in our heart, then we have some chance of going back to the spiritual world, hopefully in this lifetime or in some other lifetime. So it's a very special day for all of us. Unfortunately, I don't have any qualification, of course, to speak on Lord Nityananda, but I'm just speaking today because I was on the roster to speak. So please pardon me for depriving you of being able to hear of Lord Nityananda from some more advanced devotees. Please bear with me for the next few minutes. And please bless me that whatever I speak may be pleasing to all the Vaishnavas present here, to Srila Prabhupada, to Shishi Gaur Nitai, to Shishi Jagannath Baldev Subhadra and Radha Vallabha. So we will not be doing our regular Srimad Bhagavatam verse today. Instead, we will be speaking on Lord Nityananda, which itself is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं मुखां करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगायते गिरिं यत्कृपा तं अहं वन्दे श्री गुरु दिनतारिणं वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So I don't know what time I have to end. Time has somehow disappeared somewhere. So what we'll do is I'll try and do it in an hour's time. Including we'll try and do one bhajan also at the end of the day, which was on the plan. So there are printouts that is available with Prabhuji. So he'll distribute it towards the end of the class. There are around 40 printouts out, so if each person shares 80, but looks like 3 people may have to share here. Or if we have the same bhajan, I think we probably have it in the folder inside, so you can circulate some more copies. So whoever is sitting behind, Nithai Pada Kamala, if you have, then you can just pick up the kirtan and give it to people, yeah, the devotees. Okay. So, today we'll speak on Lord Nityananda, because it is the auspicious appearance day of Lord Nityananda. So who is Lord Nityananda? So the Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Jai Sachi Sutta Hoilo Sei Balaram Hoilo Nitai. So which means, it says that that person is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came as that person is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came in the mood of Radharani. He is none other than Krishna. And that person who came as Lord Nityananda is verily Balaramji. So Lord Nityananda, as we all of us know, is none other than Lord Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Kali Yuga, where it is mentioned that people are highly disturbed, and even following the basic principles of Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti is a big challenge in our lives. And chanting 16 rounds minimum of, minimum 16 rounds attentively. Even if someone manages to do that, staying away from the tendency to blaspheme devotees. We may be doing very nice four regulative principles following, we may be chanting 16 rounds attentively, But we may be doing excellent projects for ISKCON. We may be doing excellent seva. We may be very adept at, you know, all our services. But the tongue, you know, cannot sometimes control itself in its tendency of blaspheming devotees. So somewhere or the other, in the journey of bhakti that all of us are working so hard in, we come face to face with our limitations in some form or the other. Certainly we will, we do. And at that time, who gives us hope that despite all that, we still have some chance, we can still get some mercy and expect that we may also be on that airplane back to Godhead. So that personality is Lord Nityananda. So in this Kali Yuga, it is mentioned that both Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda appear, these two brothers who are supremely merciful, Parama Karuna Pahui Dui Jana Nitai Gaura Chandar. So they come to distribute Krishna Prem free to everyone without discrimination. If they start discriminating, we'll probably be in the last, at least I'll be in the last in the queue. Thankfully, they are not discriminating. So they come to give us the highest in Krishna consciousness. Yadi gaurna hoito, tabe ki hoito, kemone dharitam de, radhar mahima, prema rasa seema, jagate janatoke. Which means prema rasa seema, the limits of raptures of devotional ecstasy, they come to give that freely to all of us. That day there was, we had this Jagannath Puri festival, you know, and then there were many stalls in which, you know, that, what is that called? Kofta. Kofta was, I think, $5 or something, isn't it? $5.5. Thank you. Kofta was $5.5. The juice stall, the Maharaja juice stall, that was how much? Yeah. There were only two things which were selling free, to my understanding. One was watermelons and one is the holy name. Right? Two things are being distributed freely. There is no charge for that. Even you don't have to carry any change. So, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give it free to us, and not something which is just some mundane religious sentiment. They came to give us the highest in devotional, highest milestone that one can attain in devotional life. Now, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if we see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Lord Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani. So we see from his pastimes that sometimes Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to directly take the role of Krishna. Usually he was in the mood of a devotee of Lord Krishna. But sometimes he used to take the role of Lord Krishna, which we see sometimes that in Shriva Sangan, for example, he will go and sit on the throne and say, I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have read that in Chaitanya Charitamrita. At other times, he actually manifested the form of Lord Krishna. He showed his Chaturbhuj form also. So, and at other times, he used to manifest the mood of Srimati Radharani, which is not the mood of Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is the mood of the highest servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he used to show different moods. Because he was tasting the sweetness of ecstasy, of Srimati Radharani's love for Lord Krishna. Something which could not be possible without that specific incarnation of the Lord. So that is about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now how does that flow on to Lord Nityananda? That is because of the overflowing love of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani's love for all the fallen souls of this world is limitless, inexhaustible. It's countless. It's overflowing. It's always overflowing. Though sometimes we may behave in very abominable ways. We may come across as non-Vaishnavas, you know, typically. You know. So Srimati Radharani definitely will be disappointed with our behaviors, but that does not change her love for all of us. She still wants to give that love. Just like, for example, if we have an injury, it is said that all the energy of the body is concentrated towards the injured part of the body. So then Srimati Radharani then concentrates all her love towards the most fallen of the fallen people. Now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu needs someone to give that overflowing love. He needs someone to assist him in giving that, and that assistance come to us in the form of Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda's love for us is none other than Srimati Radharani's motherly love overflowing for all the conditioned souls. And that is why Lord Chaitanya opened out all his heart to Lord Nityananda and told him that you assist me in giving this love to everyone free of cost, without discrimination. So that is Lord Nityananda, and that is the purpose of Lord Nityananda's advent. Balramji is the most intimate servant of Lord Krishna, other than the fact that Srimati Radharani is. So Lord Nityananda, Balramji comes as Lord Nityananda to assist Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in these pastimes, in this specific mission to deliver the whole world. Lord Nityananda appeared on the 13th day of the waxing moon in the month of Magh in a place called as Ekachakragram. I don't know how many of you have been to Ekachakragram. It's pretty much, you know, traveling to Ekachakragram makes you surrender to Lord Nityananda. It's a 6-hour journey, I think, one way from Mayapur. I went once and the bus was rocking this way and that way, and I thought, you know, somebody was telling me, Prabhu, it's good to give up body. I said, no. All that is good for a class. In actual practice, I don't want to. You feel very scared because of the roads. So then you pray only to Lord Nityananda to save you, so that by His mercy we can reach Ekachakragram. I don't know how the roads are now, but certainly we know that we had the inauguration of the Ekachakra temple just few days back. And we are very happy that one of our congregational devotees, Sri Radha Vallabh Prabhu, was very instrumental, in that process, fully empowered by the mercy of Lord Nityananda to do so. So, Lord Nityananda appeared in this place, holy place called as Ekachakragram. He appeared as the son of two pure devotees, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. Now, it is mentioned that before the advent of Lord Nityananda, there was massive drought and famine in Ekachakragram. But as soon as Lord Nityananda manifested in the womb of Padmavati, then there was total change. It was diametrically opposite. The situation was diametrically opposite. There was continuous rain. Enough supply of rain was there. There was instant crops, instant flowers, instant fruits. Grains were available abundantly. So all material miseries vanquished immediately with the birth of Lord, with the appearance of Lord Nityananda. However, no one knew that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead at that time. So, not only was Lord Nityananda in this way very merciful right from the time that he manifested in the womb, but he was even very beautiful to look at. It is mentioned that he had a golden complexion and his limbs were so soft that when people used to take him on their lap, they felt like it was a puppet which is made out of butter. It was almost like that. So obviously, everyone liked to cuddle Lord Nityananda, and there was a very big competition to who will keep him on his or her lap. Also, whoever kept Lord Nityananda on their lap, the most difficult problems in their life, the tremendous frustration that they had, the anxiety, their disappointments, their bewilderment, which they couldn't do anything about, the moment they took Lord Nityananda on their lap, all of those vanished. Of course, in this material world, miseries will never vanish, because that is the nature of the material world. It vanished because it immediately put them on the transcendental platform, so that it didn't matter. It's just like gravity will still act on us, but when we sit on an airplane, then we defy gravity. It's like that. So Lord Nityananda immediately helped them transcend the three modes of material nature and come on to a higher platform by which everything seems very insignificant. So that was about Lord Nityananda's childhood, enabling devotees to experience a higher taste out of their mundane day-to-day struggles. when Lord Nityananda got a little bit older, he was still very small, his whole pastime, childhood pastimes, if you see, was not involved in mundane sports or anything like that. His whole childhood pastimes was running around with his friends day and night, playing games. But what kind of games were they? Continuously enacting the various pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna. So in that sense, sometimes they would be doing Ram Leela, sometimes they will do Krishna Leela, sometimes they will do Dattatraya Leela, sometimes they will do Varaha appearance, sometimes they will do Narsingha Leela, and so on and so forth. So continuously this was the activity, this was his only childhood engagement predominantly. Sometimes Lord Nityananda would be the director himself of the play, sometimes he would play the lead role, and sometimes he will be an actor. Now, obviously, the parents used to wonder in amazement, you know. And one day in their, because Lord Nityananda, when he used to do this play, it was not like he had some notes like what I have right now, you know. So he had to buy heart his lines like a film star and then go and, you know, tell it in the play, you know, struggling to remember whatever it was, you know. So they all came spontaneously to him, and no one taught him anything, right? He had all this within him. However, people did not know that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So people used to come and ask him, how on earth do you know all these scriptures, all these lines, all these dialogues of the Lord so perfectly? How are you able to do it so spontaneously? So Lord Nityananda used to tell them very innocently, because these are my own pastimes. And they never understood that. Right? What is he talking about? Right? So that was about Lord Nityananda's childhood pastimes in the form of dramas. One day, as the years passed by and Lord Nityananda turned 12 years old, a sannyasi arrived in the house of Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. And the sannyasi, whole night he did Krishna Katha with this family. And in the morning, when he was about to depart, the sannyasi, Hadai Pandit, the pure devotee that he was, and along with his good wife Padmavati, went and asked him, how can we serve you? What can we do for you? And what did he ask? He said, give me your son, Lord Nityananda. I am a traveling mendicant and I am continuously on pilgrimage. So I need an able assistant for me through all my journeys in the quest of self-realization. So I would like to take your son. Obviously, in those days, it was not like the government speeches of today, where you can change your words immediately after the speech. Pran jaye par vachan na jaye. So once you have given your word that I am willing to serve you in any manner, then you do it. Then you don't negotiate, but can I give you something else? No, there was no negotiation like that. So immediately, Hadai Pandit, without thinking, he said, okay, so please take my son. In fact, the mood was such that Hadai Pandit did not realize what he was doing. The aftershock only came much later, when actually Lord Nityananda just walked out. That's it. Lord Nityananda, it was not that Lord Nityananda was crying like a... Some of our children have started going to school, no? Like that, in the last minute you see your parents and then the school bus takes you and... No, it was not like that. Lord Nityananda just left. Like that. He just left. So, there was no melodrama in one sense at that point in time. Right? It was only after he left that Hadai Pandit suddenly realized, my Lord, the person who I have lived for all my life, and who is my very life and soul, has now gone. So when it struck him, he did not know what to do. It was as if time had stopped. There was no purpose in life after that. Every breath that he took was very painful for both Hadai Pandit and Padmavati. The news spread soon in Ekachakra Gram to everyone that Lord Nityananda has been taken away by this sannyasi. So obviously there was a lot of anxiety. So the whole of Ekachakra Gram was looking here and there, where is that sannyasi? Let's go and catch him and bring Lord Nityananda back, but he was nowhere to be seen. In fact, people went on to go and tell Hadar Pandit, don't worry, we will give our son and we will bring Lord Nityananda back. Why? Similar to the Brahma Vimoga Leela, Lord Nityananda had attracted the hearts of the parents so much so that they loved him more than their own children. So that similar mood was present all over Eka Chakra Gram. Of course, they did not succeed in that effort because of the desire of the Lord himself. Right? Now, Hadar Pandit could not eat. He completely stopped eating and sleeping. Weeks and weeks went by. What he had was only the remembrance of his dear child, Nitai. As days passed by, every day became a very big burden for both of them. And one fine day, Hadar Pandit, soon followed by Padmavati, left their body chanting the names of Nitai Chandra. So that was, it's a very painful pastime in one sense from the parents' perspective. However, coming back to Lord Nityananda's side, Lord Nityananda travelled with the sannyasi right from the age of 12 till he reached the age of 32, which is 20 years. It is mentioned that Lord Nityananda travelled 20 years to all the holy places. But throughout all his travels, he never revealed that he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In fact, it is mentioned that during his travels, he went to Vrindavan. And when he went to Vrindavan, he saw everyone saying Krishna, Krishna. So he went and asked them, where is your Krishna? Right? He was asking them. And Lord Nityananda playfully told them, I don't see your Krishna anywhere. You know, where is he? You know, in Vrindavan. So they said, oh, Krishna. Krishna is there. Krishna is nowadays in his most beautiful form in Nadia Gram as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can find him there. Krishna is there, they said. But you have to go there to find him. So Lord Nityananda took that, and then that was his meeting with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We don't have much time, so I'm not going to elaborate that. But that was about the time when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had started his Sankirtan movement, when Lord Nityananda appeared in front of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Nandan Acharya's house, which all of you would have seen. It's opposite the path which leads down to the Ganges, where we take the boat from or go for snan. So it is Nandan Acharya's house where both these brothers came face to face. And what a meeting that was. After that ecstatic meeting of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, the next day Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took Lord Nityananda to meet Mother Sachi. Now, what was Mother Sachi's mood on seeing Lord Nityananda? Mother Sachi had already lost one of her sons, who was Vishwaroop. So Vishwaroop, at a very early age, he left home, took sannyas and never returned. And that feeling of separation from Vishwaroop was always there in Sachi Mata's heart. But when she saw Lord Nityananda, she immediately recognized that this personality is none other than my Vishwaroop. Because Vishwaroop and Lord Nityananda are considered non-different. So immediately, spontaneously said that Vishwaroop, you have come back. You are none other than my son who has come back as Lord Nityananda. And she tightly embraced Lord Nityananda, telling him, you are my son, you are my son, you are my son. And she kept on saying that. So thus, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they lived as two most intimate brothers, enjoying beautiful pastimes and kirtans together. So that was his meeting with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The speciality of Lord Nityananda, other than so many other things that we can endlessly speak about, is that Lord Nityananda knew Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind like no one else would. He knew exactly what was going on in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mind because they were not different. They were the same personality in two different forms. So, Lord Chaitanya, he carried the spirit, as we mentioned before, he carried the spirit of Srimati Radharani's motherly love for all living beings, and he would constantly reveal that to Lord Nityananda, by which Lord Nityananda always knew what was the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And why did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu reveal it to Lord Nityananda? Because Lord Nityananda was never in the mood that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was only in the mood that I am a servant of Lord Chaitanya. Because of that, he got that flow from Lord Chaitanya. So in the mood of Srimati Radharani, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes weep, sometimes he would cry. He would cry for two reasons. He would cry out of separation for Lord Krishna, but he would also cry seeing the jivas of this material world committing all sorts of sinful and abominable activities. He would cry for two reasons, and how they are getting caught up in this karmic cycle. Even pious people who were too proud of their piety to do devotional service, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's heart went out to even those people. It broke his heart, and that manifested in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructing Lord Nityananda. So one day in that mood, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Lord Nityananda and one more great personality, who was none other than Srila Haridas Thakur. See, he called both of them and told them, go door to door, go to the marketplace, go shop to shop on the street, go person to person and give them this message. What was the message? Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father, Krishna is your real life, Krishna is your wealth, and Krishna is your heart and soul. Go door to door and give this message. Ask them to chant the names of Lord Krishna, worship Krishna, speak about Krishna, and tell them that if you simply do this, your life will be perfect. Lord Chaitanya would personally put a garland on anyone's neck and embrace them with tears in their eyes if someone actually did that. Now, if you see, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself started delivering so many people. But predominantly, if we see Chaitanya Charitamrita, the people who Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered, if you see Prakashananda Saraswati, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, they were all, in one sense, transcendentalists already. And, you know, it was not that they had to be told certain basic things of following the four regulative principles. Right? So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's clientele, if you like, comprised, you know, it was a very elite group, you know, in that sense. But what about the drunkards? What about the people who will go to the prostitute houses? The most abominable sector of society. What about them? That job of deliverance was outsourced to Lord Nityananda. And that is the speciality. And that's why all of us come in. Right? That's what gives hope to all of us. Because we are nowhere, even as we can talk about Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and condemn him, how he was a Mayavadi before he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was not struggling with other things in his life. So Lord Nityananda, his compassionate nature, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that it needed extreme compassion for delivering people in Kali Yuga. And that extreme compassion needed that extreme reservoir of the flow from that reservoir of Srimati Radharani's heart coming through Lord Nityananda to all of us. So, Lord Nityananda took up this mission. Now, we saw that Lord Nityananda, right from the age of 12, he was an ascetic. So, it was not new to him to go door to door. But in those days, what happened? There was this Brahmana menace that was there, you know, everywhere. So, whenever some ascetic used to go, usually what will happen, these ascetics, a typical ascetic will go to the door, and what will happen? The lady inside will bring some, oh, ascetic has come. You know. Even if they say, Narayan, like that, oh, okay. Okay, let me take some rice and give him, or let me give some money or some donation. So that was the usual practice there. So the ascetics were coming to the doorstep of the householders primarily to receive charity. However, so when Lord Nityananda used to knock at the doors of people, the response was very similar. Oh, another ascetic has come. okay, I'm coming with rice, the lady will shout from inside, okay. But Lord Nityananda used to tell from outside, hang on, I have not come to take anything from you. I have come to give you something. I am not the usual beggar that comes to your house every other day. And he asked them to, he used to give them the message of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chant the holy name, worship Lord Krishna, and experience the highest bliss that you have always been looking for since birth. This chanting will awaken your dormant love for Godhead. So he kept giving these messages to every door that he went to. And he also told them that Lord Krishna has appeared as Lord Gauranga to give this greatest benediction at your doorstep, free of cost. You don't even have to give me any charity. So just take it and make your life perfect. That's all I ask of you. Of course, some people still were very suspicious. Why is he not asking us anything? Because that is the nature of people in Kali Yuga. When you don't ask also, people are suspicious. He's being too nice to me. What does he want from me? So they were suspicious. But Lord Nityananda was so sincere that they used to surmount their own suspicious nature, and Lord Nityananda melted their hearts with his genuine humility and with his genuine desire to give. Of course, still some people refused. Right? And when they refused, what did Lord Nityananda do? He used to go and tightly hold their feet and said, I am not going to leave your feet till you chant. Right? How many of us can do that? Very difficult. Right? So that was the compassionate nature and humility with which Lord Nityananda used to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. And he was especially focused on the people who had the worst conditions in their life. The most corrupt and the most sinful people. Now, the quintessence of the most sinful personalities was none other than Jagai and Madhai. They were the example of the most sinful persons at that time. Jagai and Madhai, there was no criminal record which they did not have. Okay. Murder, robbery, arson, rape. They also were tantrics, which I did not know before I read this section. They also used to do black magic to control other people. They hated Vaishnavas. And to top it all, they had the full sanction of the government at that time to do so. Chand Kazi. So they were let loose. So nobody could do anything to them, and simply by their sight, people used to flee in fear. Every sentence, every letter they spoke was filled with hatred and violence and a four-letter word in Bengali. I don't know how many letters are. So they were the most fallen in that sense. And Lord Nityananda approached them. Lord Nityananda approached them and said, they had, in fact, when Lord Nityananda approached them, they had that bottle in hand, as was enacted, you know, a few years back. One more proof, you'll know. Lord Nityananda approached them and said, I hate to see you suffering like this. I hate to see you suffering like this. Please take the name of Krishna and be happy. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your life and soul. Now already they were very angry. So when Lord Nityananda still up, and they hated Vaishnavas. So when Vaishnava went to them and then begged them to do this, so angry were they, that Madhai took a big pot and with all the strength that we had, he smashed the forehead of Lord Nityananda. As soon as he did that, blood started oozing out and pouring from Lord Nityananda's forehead, drenching his clothes with blood. Lord Nityananda tried to hold that blood with one hand and then looked up at Madhai. And what did he say? He said that it does not hurt me that you have physically hit me on my head. It does not hurt me. But it hurts me that you are going to have to suffer so much in this material world because of your own lifestyle. Just take the name of Krishna and give up these activities of yours at once. That's all Lord Nityananda had to say. Soon the news reached Lord Chaitanya. Just like Narasimha Dev, that was the mood of Lord Chaitanya. He became extremely angry. And with the army of devotees, he approached the spot. Now, on one hand is the anger of Lord Chaitanya. That is the mood of Lord Chaitanya. Obviously, because Madhai had offended his devotee and physically hurt him. So one hand is the mood of Lord Chaitanya. On the other hand is the mood of Lord Nityananda. What was Lord Nityananda's mood? Not only one of compassion towards Madhai, but one of supreme ecstasy on top of that. Suppose we go for book distribution, someone hammers a bottle on our head and we are bleeding and our clothes are all, you know, drenched with blood. We may still have compassion, but will we have ecstasy? On a practical level, it's very difficult to imagine this. We'll be in pain first of all, right? We may even pardon the person, but ecstasy is a completely different thing after being hit with the bottle, right? So Lord Nityananda's mood was ecstatic. Why? Because Madhai wouldn't listen to him. And as Madhai was not listening to Lord Nityananda was very, even more and more ecstatic. Why? Because Lord Nityananda never considered that he had the power to deliver anyone. He considered that whatever little power that would come from the empowerment of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this is the mood of a devotee preacher, which Lord Nityananda is trying to teach us. He always believed firmly that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions are all powerful, and through those instructions, I can connect these sinful people to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There is no direct role that I have in reforming anyone. And he knew that now, because Madhai has hit him with a pot on his head, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will personally come and deliver him, and he wanted to witness that delivery of Jagai and Madhai. Never for a moment he thought that through this pastime I am going to show to the world that I have delivered Jagai and Madhai. So that was a mood of Lord Nityananda, and in that mood he was feeling very ecstatic. Now here is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will personally come and deliver the most fallen people. Now I can witness that. So that was Lord Nityananda's mood of being the servant of the servant. And Lord Nityananda's strategy or his mood worked. It worked. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came on the spot. Here is Madhai, who has broken, you know, that pot on Lord Nityananda's head. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in front, his eyes were red like burning copper. And immediately he called for the Sudarshan Chakra. Madhai did not surrender to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And just as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was about to release that Sudarshan Chakra to sever the neck of Madhai, Lord Nityananda held the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, "My dear Lord, this was okay in your previous incarnations. You killing demons, you know, with your hand or with various weapons. But in this incarnation, you have not come to kill them physically. You have come to kill the mentality of sin that people carry in their hearts, but by giving them Krishna consciousness, by giving them the holy name, by giving them a higher taste by which they can easily transcend all their lower natures. As if that were not enough, because Madhai was still not convinced. Madhai was still Madhai. Okay. So Lord Nityananda said that if I don't stop Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is going to release that Sudarshan Chakra. So Lord Nityananda told him, actually he only accidentally hit me. You know, and it doesn't hurt also so much. And you know what? When he was trying to be offensive, this Jagai who was standing next to him, he actually stopped him. Otherwise he would have hit me, you know, I would have really been injured. You know, but Jagai stopped him. So he completely diverted the attention very cleverly of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from Madhai to Jagai. As if Jagai was, you know, Bhaktavatsal. Right? So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's complete attention went to now Jagai. And he was so pleased. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very easily pleased if we serve a devotee. So in the time of this great difficulty, apparently, of Lord Nityananda, Jagai has prevented Madhai from further damage to Lord Nityananda. And Mahaprabhu was very, very happy with that. And Lord Chaitanya said, "O Jagai, you helped my devotee. Therefore, I'll give you love of God right now. On the spot. Today." And immediately the chakra also disappeared. Right? Now seeing this compassion of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhai's heart changed. Finally. And Madhai said, "You have given him love of God. Please give me also love of God." But because he has offended Lord Nityananda, what is God's rule? If you offend a devotee, which we learned from the pastime of Ambarish Maharaj also, if you offend a devotee, Supreme Personality of Godhead cannot pardon you. Sudarshan Chakra cannot pardon. The only way we can be pardoned is by going to that devotee who have offended and with a sincere mood of repentance, ask for forgiveness. Otherwise, we will never be able to chant the holy name attentively in this lifetime. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in no mood to pardon now. So, what happened? Lord Nityananda said, he urged to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that my dear Lord, if I have done anything to please you, if I have done anything to please you in my life, I do not ask anything in return, except that you forgive Madhai and give him pure love of Godhead. This was the request of Lord Nityananda. That's all I have to ask you. So it was the request of Lord Nityananda that made Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgive Madhai. Madhai was very much afraid. And he said that you have given my brother love of Godhead. Whatever I did, he also did. So give me also love of Godhead. And finally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted Lord Nityananda's, and because Madhai was also genuinely repentant by that time, he asked forgiveness and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgave and gave pure love of God to both Jagai and Madhai at the behest of Lord Nityananda, not otherwise. To such an extent that Jagai and Madhai instantly became pure devotees and they used to chant 2 lakh names of the Lord every day. And in fact, there is a ghat called as Madhai ghat, where Madhai specifically used to stand and used to assist all the pilgrims in taking Ganga snan at that very spot. It is said that even now he stands there and he is assisting all the pilgrims like that. So this was the eternal service of Madhai towards the devotees of who have come to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that deliverance was only possible because of the mercy of Lord Nityananda. There are many other instances of Lord Nityananda of having saved practicing devotees from losing their Krishna consciousness or from going out And also instances where he has facilitated the meeting of sincere seekers with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After Lord Chaitanya's sannyasa, Lord Chaitanya was going to Vrindavan. Now we know that Lord Nityananda knew the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu better than anyone else. No one knew the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu more than Lord Nityananda. Of course, later on we also say Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Svapadantika. Rupa Goswami also knew that. But now we are talking about Lord Nityananda. So, after Lord Nityananda's sannyas, as he was going to Vrindavan, Lord Nityananda knew inside his heart that Lord Chaitanya wanted to... What is Lord Chaitanya's mission? He wants to give all pleasure to his devotees. He cannot see his devotees upset. Now, this mood of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda knew very well. So, when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas and started going towards Vrindavan, all the devotees were so much in anguish because he had left home. So, what Lord Nityananda did? He had a little cowherd boy come and deliberately give wrong instructions, wrong directions to Lord Chaitanya, by which instead of walking towards Vrindavan, he walked exactly the opposite way and went back to his devotees. This is how Lord Nityananda can do anything to bring Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy to the doorsteps of his devotees. In fact, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised him severely for doing that mischief. But Lord Nityananda knew that this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually wanted. So inside he is happy with whatever mischiefs I am doing. He knew that. Okay. And that's why he could get away with that. Another pastime was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his pastimes, he was walking with his sannyasi danda. And he was going to Nilachal to take darshan of Kapoteshwar Mahadev. So he knew Lord Nityananda will be, is not reliable in certain matters. Okay. So he gave his danda to Jagadananda Pandit to hold. He said, you take care of this danda. Like that. Now Jagadananda Pandit also had to go somewhere. So Lord Nityananda was sitting on the banks. So Jagadananda Pandit said, can you hold this danda for some time? Take good care of this danda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told him. Like that. So he gave it to Lord Nityananda. Soon after Jagadananda Pandit left, Lord Nityananda looked at the danda. He got very upset with the danda. Why? He said, the very Lord who I carry in my heart has to carry you? With that transcendental anger, he broke the danda into pieces. Right? Now, Jagadananda Pandit came back. He asked Lord Nityananda, okay, give me the danda. He said, danda is there, take it. And he saw so many pieces were lying there. He said, what happened? Who broke this danda? He said, that person broke the danda who is carrying this danda. Which means he said that this is what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. And that's why I have executed that. So Lord Chaitanya appeared very angry, when he heard of this. But actually relished this mischievous mood of Lord Nityananda, who knew his heart perfectly. Who was giving several lessons to all of us through these pastimes. Another example of Lord Nityananda's mercy was when, despite several pleas of Maharaj Prataparudra in Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see him. Obviously, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was demonstrating the ideal sannyasi who would not have anything to do with worldly minded people who are being managed by kings of the world. Right? So that was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood. So because of that, he was not meeting Maharaj Prataparudra, who was a genuine devotee of the Lord. However, when Lord Nityananda knew that, this is what is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood, what he used to do was, he did several things for to bring Lord Chaitanya's mercy to Maharaj Pratap Rudra's doorstep. First he brought the cloth of the Lord and gifted it to Maharaj Pratap Rudra. Then he brought the son of Maharaj Pratap Rudra in front of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and ultimately it was Lord Nityananda who arranged for the Lord to meet the king in a very, very special way, by which Maharaj Pratap Rudra could actually get association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another example, of course, it's a different example. Here was a, we took an example of a devotee who wanted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Another example is another devotee who fell astray somewhere in between, none other than Kalakrishnadas. Kalakrishnadas is an intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was always with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But somehow in one of the journeys with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as he was assisting Mahaprabhu, he got slightly deviated from the path. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was moving through a village where there were gypsies, gypsy women. They were called as Bhattahari women. So these people were there, and somehow Kalakrishnadas got into the trap of these Bhattahari women and stopped serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Immediately Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected Kalakrishnadas. He told all his devotees, I have nothing to do with him, when he came back to Puri. Now though Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had rejected Kalakrishnadas for his abominable behavior and for his offense, Lord Nityananda did not give him up. Lord Nityananda went out of his way to give services to that person who Mahaprabhu had rejected. What was the service of Kalakrishnadas? Lord Kalakrishnadas was the person who knew very intimately each and every aspect of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's South India pastimes. So Lord Nityananda instructed Kalakrishnadas, go to Bengal, go and meet Advaita Acharya, go and meet Sachimata, go and meet all the devotees who are very eagerly waiting to hear Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, what he did in South India, and that is your duty. And when Kalakrishnadas went there, he lifted up the entire Navadvip and he pleased all the devotees with this katha. Simply because of that, he was again accepted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this was Lord Nityananda's mercy on Kalakrishnadas. Similarly, when Chota Haridas was accompanying Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to demonstrate the highest principles of anyone who is taking to the renounced order, anyone who is taking to the saffron cloth, anyone who is practicing brahmachari. In fact, for all of us it's true, whether you are brahmachari or grihastha, that in this moment there is no place for attachment to a woman. There is no place. So he wanted to set that highest standards, and therefore Mahaprabhu would not even pardon the smallest mistakes. In fact, Chota Haridas's mistake, if you see from today's point of view, is nothing. Chota Haridas was actually, he went to the house of one Madhavi Devi Dasi, who was a very intimate associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. She was an 84-year-old woman. He went for Madhukari to her house, and he just saw that Madhavi Devi, there was a young girl in her house, and for a moment he glanced, and the thought had run in his mind. For a moment, just for a moment. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the Paramatma inside the heart, could immediately fathom that, and he rejected Chota Haridas. So again, Lord, of course, that is a different pastime. Chota Haridas still left, and then he Mahaprabhu showed that no, he has not left, but he is just joined my pastimes back. But it was at that time also, it was Lord Nityananda along with so many other devotees, including Jagananda Pandit, who went to seek mercy, who went on behalf of Chota Haridas to seek the mercy of Lord Gauranga. So this is the compassionate nature of Lord Nityananda that gives all of us hope in our own spiritual life, despite all our own shortcomings. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in 1922 practically gave the same instruction what Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had given to Lord Nityananda. What was that instruction? Go out and give the holy names to people who are the most fallen in this world. Do not discriminate. Papa Pashanda Nahi Mane. Do not discriminate to who you are giving the holy names to. Give it to everyone free. They may be the most sinful. Similar instruction was given by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in 1992 to his dear devotee Srila Prabhupada. Go to the West and without discrimination give love of God in the English language all over the world. So in the spirit of Lord Nityananda, Srila Prabhupada took that instruction as his life and soul. And he went about his program very similar to what Lord Nityananda did. Like an ascetic beggar with 40 rupees in his pocket, going door to door to give the message of Krishna consciousness. So in that sense, the kindness, the compassion of Lord Nityananda coming from Radharani fully manifested for all of us through the medium of Srila Prabhupada's heart, which has changed the direction of our life. It has altered it forever. So on this holy day, we will take this opportunity to pray to Lord Nityananda that we too become instruments of Lord Nityananda by providing assistance to Srila Prabhupada's mission, which is Srila Prabhupada's dear disciples, our spiritual masters, they are God brothers. So we will pray to Lord Nityananda that we develop this mood to serve this mission, Srila Prabhupada's mission, which is called as ISKCON, and make that as our goal of our life. With all our heart and soul, we will make this prayer to Lord Nityananda that we may never deviate from that path, being overwhelmed by the influence of the external energy of the Lord. So I'll stop here. Lord Nityananda ki jai, Nityananda Trayodashi ki
jai.
Just ten more minutes will request of yours. We will do a small bhajan for the pleasure of Lord Nityananda. So it is called as Nitai Pada Kamala. And this bhajan brings out very nicely the compassionate nature of Lord Nityananda. Prabhupada Prabhu, do I have your permission for doing that? Thank you. So we'll need, where is Prabhuji? Yeah. So someone has to play mridanga, two beat. Yes. Sorry, who's calling?
You said everything right. I thought you just forgot one important thing. Is you didn't say what is your name and who you are, which kind of chapter and text it was.
So my name is Jagannath Ramdas. Yeah. So whatever I spoke was from Chaitanya Charitamrita. So all of you have those sheets in your hand. If you do not have, then please share it with your neighbor, because I don't believe we have enough for everyone. Nitai Pada Kamala Chandra Shushitala Nitai Pada Kamala Koti Chandra Shushitala Chechayaya Jagata Jura Chechayaya Jagata. Yeah. Feet of Lord Nityananda are a shelter where one will get the soothing moonlight not only of one but of millions of moons. If the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter of Lord Nityananda. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it will be very difficult for him to approach Radha Krishna. If one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha Krishna, if one actually wants to enter into the dancing party of Radha Krishna, he must firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Would anyone like to read? Loudly.
It will be very difficult for him to approach Radha Krishna.
Anyone
who has not established his relationship with Nityananda Prabhu is understood to have spoiled his valuable human birth. Such a human being is actually an uncontrollable animal. Because he never uttered the holy name of Nityananda, he has become merged into so-called material happiness. What can his useless education and family tradition do to help him?
Being married after false prestige and identification with the body, one is thinking, oh, what is Nityananda? What can he do for me? I don't care. The result is that he is accepting something false to be true. If you actually want to approach the association of Radha Krishna, you must first achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda. When he is merciful towards you, then you will be able to approach Radha Krishna. Therefore, you should firmly grasp the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda.
Mataji would like to.
The lotus feet of Nityananda are not immediate, they are a fact. One who engages in transcendental loving service of Nityananda is also transcendental. Always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. This number of us has to be happy. Therefore, I am praying to Lord Nityananda to make me happy. My dear Lord, please give me close to your lotus feet.
Lord Nityananda ki jai. నిత్యానంద త్రయోదశి సెలబ్రేషన్స్ కి సమవేత భక్తవృంద కి జయ నితాయ గౌర ప్రమాణ. దేర్ ఇస్ అన్ అనౌన్స్మెంట్ ప్లీజ్.